this morning. Thank you. This morning, I want to talk to you about integrity. Now, that might sound like kind of a big word to some of you, but this is what the dictionary says it means. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. Now, we've heard stories from people in the Bible who have great integrity. We think of Daniel and Joseph, and we think of Joshua and others. They stood for what was right, even though it was very difficult for them at times. But today, I want to tell you a story about a modern-day person who also had great integrity, who was honest and moral and upright. Now, you may have to come close. Can you see this picture? Let me get up. Okay. This is a picture of George and Maddie Bewig. Originally, their families came from Germany. They came to live in America. And they settled in a place called St. Louis, Missouri. And after they settled and for a time had children, George and Maddie were born to their families. And they grew in St. Louis, and when they got to be young people, they met in a work camp and they fell in love and they got married. Now, George and Maddie loved God very much, and they tried to follow his ways and do what was right. And they had a child, a little boy, but sad to say, as happens in this world of sin, that little boy died, and their hearts, I'm sure, were broken. But they stayed faithful and true to God, even though they had bad things happen. And God blessed them and gave them two more children, two little girls. And they lived in St. Louis for a time, and I do not know why, but they decided they were going to leave their families, kind of like Abraham did, and they were going to live somewhere else. And so they packed up all their things and their two little girls, and they moved to California. And in California, after a time, George found himself owning a paint business. Now, George was a kind person, a gentle person, and he was good to his customers, and he did a good job when he painted their houses, and God blessed him. George was faithful. But as happened in our country, sad, sad times came, a time called the Great Depression, when a lot of people lost their jobs, they lost their businesses, and some of them even lost their houses. And now they had to move away and find some place to get a job and support their families. There were millions of them moving. And so George and Maddie once again found themselves with their now older girls moving again. And this time they came to Oregon, to a little town that probably all of you know called Bandon. And George found a job in the mill in Bandon, and he worked very hard to care for his family. Now, when the Great Depression happened, a lot of people, when they lost their businesses or their houses, they just walked away and they forgot them. But not so with George. George worked hard in the mill to provide for his family, but he also remembered that business in California. And he worked and he worked and he saved and he paid for that business that he no longer had, so that he no longer had any debts. And God blessed him. Now, this is what the Bible says about integrity. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. That comes from Proverbs 20, verse 7. And that's exactly what happened to George and Maddie. God blessed them. He blessed their children and their children and their children. And the reason I know this story is because this is my great-grandmother and grandfather. And God has richly blessed our family. So boys and girls, today, after you pick up the offering, after we have prayer and you pick up the offering, I will meet you at the back of the church and I will give you a bookmark with that verse to help you remember. Stay true and faithful to God. He is always with you, and he will give you the strength that you need, even when times are hard, to stay true and faithful to him, and he will bless you too. Okay, can we bow our heads? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your blessings, that you always stand beside us with love and grace and mercy. Help us to stand true. When times get hard, help us to be faithful like Daniel. Help us to stand for what's true and just and right. May we honor you in all that we do. And I pray that you will give these boys and girls a special blessing of integrity in their life, Father, to stand for you no matter what comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
For over 100 years, the Adventist Church has published a magazine called